This is Viewpoint with attorney and author Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is a one-hour open-line talk show confronting the issues of America's heart and home. To express your viewpoint, please call 804-754-1988. That's 804-754-1988. And now, with today's edition of Viewpoint, here is Chuck Crismeyer.
The rage among Trump supporters is boiling, and it's boiling over the top. And it's not going to stop boiling anytime soon. It's been called a betrayal. It's been called an abomination. MAGA influencers raging at Trump officials over the so-called Epstein files issue. And today on Viewpoint, we're going to be talking about it. You say, what does that have to do with saving America? What does it have to do with Viewpoint? Well, it has everything to do with it, friends. This goes right to the very heart of matters, from God's viewpoint, from Jesus' viewpoint, because he said, nothing that is done in secret will remain there. He said, it will eventually be shouted from the housetops. David, the second king of Israel, who was named to be on whose throne Jesus was to ultimately rule and reign, had this problem, the very same problem. You say, how so? Well, David had his eyes fixed on a frisky filly, well, not really a filly, a married woman, by the name of Bathsheba. And he was supposed to be out to war with the rest of his cohorts in his kingdom, but he was not. He was at home, sitting on, resting, relaxing on the ceiling, or on the roof of his house. And he looked over there, and there was this wonderfully beautiful God created woman by the name of Bathsheba. So he ordered her to come over to his house. Come on down, let's have a good time. Her husband was out in the wars, a very, very intelligent, not only intelligent, but loyal servant to David. And so they brought back her husband. And the reason he brought her husband back from the wars is so it would appear that he and his wife had had sex when in fact it was David, the king of Israel, that had sex with her, forcing his kingship upon her body. So her husband was brought back in a plot conceived by David to make it look like if there was ever a child that was born of that union, it was from her husband, not from David. Well, in fact, a child was conceived. Notice was given by Bathsheba to David that a child had been conceived. And indeed, now the plot has thickened. Now what do we do? So David has to put together a scheme. And the scheme included sending the husband of Bathsheba back out to battle with an old note to one of David's key henchmen out there, generals running the army, said, don't give him any special place, but actually put him in the hottest place of battle where he knew the soldiers were most prone to die. And so that's exactly what he did. And indeed, the husband of Bathsheba was killed, as expected. So David thought he was covered now. Everything was covered. Covered all the bases. Now he can contend, because they didn't have DNA then, that actually whatever child was born of Bathsheba would naturally be deemed to be the child of her husband, who had been brought back for a couple of days there. The problem is that Bathsheba's husband refused to go in unto her to have sex as David expected would happen. So he had to be removed. He had to be removed from the scheme of things because now the plot had thickened much more deeply. The net result, Bathsheba does have a child. And then the child fell very ill. Now what? So David is mourning the child and so on, and along this line came a prophet. His name was Nathan. And Nathan confronted David at the expense of his political and physical life, because David was king and Nathan was just a prophet. And so Nathan tells him a little story about a lamb. And David was so infuriated by the story, he had no clue, he had no insight that he was the one that Nathan was talking about in the story. But ultimately, as David's fury rose up against this individual in the story that Nathan had put together to help reveal the situation in a way that perhaps the king of Israel could come clean on before God, Nathan turns to the king and says, "Thou art the man. You're the man. You're the one I'm talking about. You're the one of the story, and you're angry at him. And what do you think God's going to be like?" Oh, all of a sudden reality hit. The reality hit, David was the guilty party. David was guilty of sin, and he wept over it. He realized, I can't hide from this anymore. I cannot hide this from God. I can't hide it from the people. I can't hide it anymore. So he wrote Psalm 51. You ought to read Psalm 51, because many Christians ought to be reading it, because they themselves are caught in similar situations, maybe not exactly the same, but similar situations, as to a certain extent the Trump administration is at this very moment concerning the matter of Jeffrey Epstein. The issue at this point isn't just what the truth is, it's, well, yeah, what the truth is and was, but what has been hidden. You see, David was trying to hide the truth. He was trying to pretend everything's wonderful, everything's cool, because he had taken the steps necessary to put, shall we say, the wet blanket, the kibosh, explanations, and so on his very, very profoundly unrighteous behavior. Very much similar to the unrighteous behavior of Jeffrey Epstein, by the way. So David cries out, "Against you, Lord, and you only have I sinned. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation." What a wonderful passage, oftentimes put to music. The problem with this today is we still don't get it. We think we can hide the truth. We think we can hide our sin. We think we can hide our unrighteousness. We think we can play pretend. We think we can put a wet blanket over it. We think we can create protective words and all kinds of different masking endeavors to try to pretend that it didn't really happen. But it did. And God saw it all. And now the American people, both Democrat and Republican, led by the Republican strongest forces for Donald Trump, are saying, "Hey, you betrayed us."
Once upon a time, children could pray and read their Bibles in school. Divorces were practically unknown, as was child abuse. In our once great America, virginity and chastity were popular virtues, and homosexuality was an abomination. So what happened in just one generation? Hi, I'm Chuck Crismeyer, and I urge you to join me daily on Viewpoint, where we discuss the most challenging issues touching our hearts and homes. Could America's moral slide relate to the Fourth Commandment?
Listen to Viewpoint on this radio station or anytime at saveus.org.
It's a betrayal. It's an abomination. MAGA influences are raging at Trump officials over the Epstein files situation. That's our focus here today on Viewpoint. And you may not like it, because it may go against, or appear at least to go against, our favorite president, who many are saying is the greatest president that we've ever had. Benjamin Netanyahu has nominated him for the Nobel Peace Prize. All of these things, many of them wonderful, seemingly wonderful, but lurking below the surface is David's sin. Well, not David's sin, but akin to David's sin, Jeffrey Epstein, and his involvement with a vast number of political and powerful people, whether they be movie stars, whether they be business people, whether they be politicians, it doesn't matter. There are probably hundreds and hundreds of them. In fact, so much so that there was said to be a client list. An incriminating client list that, when disclosed, would blow everything up to smithereens. In other words, it would have such vast implications politically and morally and spiritually and so on for the country. And so it seems as if there's a cover-up, just like in the days of JFK, a cover-up. Are we experiencing a massive political cover-up? And why? Why all of a sudden the language, the representations have changed? A recent memo from the Department of Justice and the FBI stating the conclusion of their review into the Jeffrey Epstein matter said that they found no evidence of an incriminating client list, a list or credible evidence that Epstein blackmailed prominent individuals. In fact, the memo reaffirms that Epstein's death in 2019 was a suicide. The report also stated that no further charges are expected to be investigated. In other words, we're closing the door on this matter. Don't talk to us about it. But the conclusion is met with skepticism and criticism. In fact, very angry criticism by many leaders that have been the foremost backers of Donald Trump and his administration, saying, you betrayed us. It's an abomination. So how are we supposed to respond to this? Well, I'm going to share with you a number of comments and situations out there to help bring this right up for in front of our faces. My purpose is not to denigrate Donald Trump. My purpose here is to come clean, because if David had not come clean concerning his sin, Jesus would never have been able to sit on the throne of David, because David would have hidden from his sin even before God. David had to come clean before God if God could fulfill his promise and his covenant that the Son of God, Jehovah, in the form of Jesus, would sit on his throne forever. We just have to come clean. The Bible says that the Lord only works with those and extends mercy to those who have clean hands and a pure heart. Clean hands and a pure heart. Not just a pure heart, but clean hands. See, David had neither clean hands nor a pure heart. And that had to be remedied. And it had to be remedied in the face of Nathan the prophet, who looked through it all, just as God does. The Bible makes it very clear. Everything is open and available to him with which we have to do. In other words, there's nothing you can hide from God. You can pretend to hide it. You can create a cover-up. You can do all kinds of things to try to cover it up. But God still sees it all. And he also sees the motivations of the heart. In fact, we read that the word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than even a two-edged sword or a surgeon's scalpel, and it pierces even through the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and discerns even the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So with all of that biblical understanding before us, very simply laid out, we look at some of the details concerning this Jeffrey Epstein debacle. And indeed, it's become a debacle. Those who carried this out, I don't think, ever believed that it would happen this way. The Attorney General, Pam Bondi, is facing heat from the White House now and from Trump allies. When more than a dozen MAGA-aligned activists and social media influencers gathered at the White House a while back, they had no idea they were about to be handed binders entitled Epstein Files Phase 1. Neither did senior White House officials who organized the event. I believe this was back in February. Attorney General Pam Bondi and her team did not inform White House officials in advance that she planned to distribute these binders, which contained almost no new information regarding convicted sex offender and financier Jeffrey Epstein. And now the move has ruffled feathers among those closest to President Donald Trump, including his senior White House staff. And it's spreading from there. It's like a virus spreading from there. White House staff moved quickly to try and contain the fallout, privately reaching out to influencers who were critical of Bondi, Pam Bondi, and the move. Officials with the Justice Department did not respond to a request for comment from the news agency. Epstein died by suicide, they say, in 2019 while facing federal child sex trafficking charges. The well-connected financier who owned a private island estate in the U.S. Virgin Islands has long been rumored to have kept a client list of celebrities and politicians, which right-wing influencers have accused authorities of hiding. So the night before last week's event, Bondi told Fox News that the Justice Department planned to publish a lot of flight logs and a lot of names related to Epstein. But the binders largely consisted of information previously made public. Now, if you look at the traffic online over the Epstein release that was just made on Monday, I have never seen the left and the right come together in a moment on a debacle, said Democratic Representative Jared Moskowitz. Behind the scenes, Trump White House officials pointed the finger at Pam Bondi. But Representative Ana Paulina Luna, Republican of Florida, who leads a congressional task force overseeing the release of the Epstein-related documents, condemned the move by Bondi, calling it a complete disappointment and saying she had not been informed of the plan. Laura Loomer, a far-right activist and one of Trump's most vocal supporters, also blasted the handling of the release. She said, "I can't trust anything in this binder, and neither should you." In other words, I can't trust my government, the one that I supported to get it into place. Well, Bondi proceeded to react to the follow-up by accusing the FBI's New York office of withholding information about the Epstein investigation, but did not specify what material she believed the office to be withholding. Well, one of the heads of that New York office, a very highly respected FBI leader, was forced to resign. Bondi proceeded to react to the fallout by accusing the FBI's New York office of withholding the information. So, is the information there or not? Was the information destroyed? Hidden? What happened to it? The Epstein material release previously published pilots' logs that included redactions performed by prosecutors, supposedly to protect the identities of potential victims, as well as Epstein's so-called black book. One document never before seen is what Justice Department is calling the evidence list. It was a three-page catalog of material apparently obtained through searches of Epstein's properties in New York and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Now, what's happening here is we're gradually unveiling the reality of this situation. Gradually unveiling it. Did you know that the book of Revelation is called the Apocalypse? Do you know what the word apocalypse means? It means unveiling. Unveiling. In other words, unveiling the truth of the reality about the end of the age and what is expected. Maybe we need an apocalypse here, an unveiling of the truth.
whatever it may be and wherever it may go and however the implications may be, we need the unveiling, don't we? President Trump's MAGA base has erupted in outrage over the Justice Department and FBI's memo stating they found no evidence that notorious deceased financier Jeffrey Epstein kept a client list. Some of Trump's most diehard supporters have spent the day blasting FBI Director Kash Patel and Deputy Director Dan Bongino, both one-time strong MAGA world darlings themselves, over this Epstein memo that they joined in on. But the harshest backlash seems to be focused on Attorney General Pam Bondi, with many pro-Trump voices criticizing her over her mixed messaging regarding the Epstein files, and multiple supporters called for her to resign. Now, I'm not here to call for Pam Bondi to resign. What I'm here to do is call for the truth. In other words, if we want to pretend that we have a transparent government, unlike the previous government, then we need to be transparent. You can't hide. You can't pretend. You can't justify your reasons why you're not going to reveal, as what happened with JFK, where they locked that away in a time capsule for, 70 years. And even then, they're still only eking out information that Donald Trump said should be fully released. Why? What are they afraid of? What implication would it have for the United States of America? What implication would it have for we the people? Well, I can tell you one thing. The implication right now is that our trust in government is being weakened with every hour that passes. Our trust even in our own currently elected president and his administration is being carved away, very much like the floodwaters in the Guadalupe River in Texas, carving away very, very rapidly with the fast-moving movement of the waters here of life. And there's no stopping it until we tell the truth. The truth has to come out. It does no good to fire Pam Bondi if the truth doesn't come out. All that's doing is saying, Nathan the prophet comes to David and says, you know what, David? Yeah, you did this nasty thing. You had you committed adultery with Bathsheba, and you also caused to be murdered, conspired to murder her husband in order to cover everything up. So now what you're going to have to do, David, you're going to have to find some other ways to cover it up so that the truth doesn't come out. Is that what Nathan said? No. He presented a story that so incensed David that he had to see things for what they really were. And that, my friends, is what Donald Trump needs to see. And that's what these Bondi and Dan Bongino and Kash Patel and everybody that's involved, that's what they need to see. Are we just going to go down this same kind of road all over again? Is it deja vu all over again? With government deception, that's what we've just been dealing with. And here it is, all over again. And no real truth is coming out, only bland statements that weren't even signed. The memo was not even signed by the Attorney General. Why? She didn't want to have the stain on her hands? How can she avoid it? We're in a deep trouble. Bondi had previously promised the public release of scores of records associated with federal probes into Epstein, though in recent interviews she has claimed the delay was attributed to tens of thousands of videos within the FBI's possession showing potential pornography of minors. But a Fox News report suggested an alleged Epstein client list was sitting right on her desk, though no client list has been disclosed. And Pam Bondi said the list was there. So why no list today? We talk about it.
There is so much more about Chuck Crismier and Save America Ministries on our website, saveus.org. For example, on the front page are two great videos. First, an interview and discussion of Chuck's book, Out of Egypt. Also, a great TV interview with Chuck regarding his book, Seduction of the Saints. Much more videos, a For Pastors Only section, and also you can view Chuck's weekly teachings, all at his website, saveus.org. That's saveus.org. Also on Chuck's website, listen to Chuck's Viewpoint broadcast. Listen to the archives. Maybe you missed a program. Check it out at saveus.org. Also, there are some great resources, hospitality information, also information about marriage, divorce, and remarriage, newsletters, articles, prophecy, prayer and revival information, all at saveus.org.
Welcome back to Viewpoint. I'm Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint does determine destiny. Our viewpoint concerning whether or not we should tell the truth, the whole truth, or nothing but the truth will determine destiny. It always does. God says, I desire truth in the inward parts, in the inward heart. I desire truth. Truth. Not the kind of truth that's political truth, that's favorable depending on what way the wind is blowing at a particular time, as suggested by the former late Pontius Pilate, who mockingly asked Jesus, what is truth? When Jesus said, I came to bear witness to the truth. What are we bearing witness to as a country here? How do you think this particular issue that now is all over the country and around the world, how do you think this is affecting our credibility to deal with issues that are horrific around our country, around the world? This is seriously compromising the trust that anybody could place. Donald Trump wanted to convince people that he could be trusted and he was going to take action. You could trust his word and he would do what he was saying. And now we find within his administration, whether or not he's privy to it all, I cannot say. But somebody's privy to it, and it would seem by implication that he is privy to it, and I'll tell you why in just a few moments. But what's really needed here is an apocalypse. That is a revelation, an unveiling, a complete unveiling of the truth concerning the matter of Jeffrey Epstein and all those that were involved with him at one level or another that flew on his planes over there to the Virgin Islands to engage in whatever it was they were engaging in over there. In February, Bondi said, I did an interview on Fox and it's been getting a lot of attention because I said I was asked a question about the client list. And my response was, it's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file along with the JFK and MLK files as well. That's what I meant by that. Okay, let's suppose that is what you meant by that. What's happened to those files? Nothing. No further revelation, no further unveiling. Why? For the same general reasons that nothing is happening with regard to the Epstein files. When the question was first posed to Bondi, Trump interrupted, shutting down the question. Here's what he said. Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. Are the people still talking about this guy, this creep? That's unbelievable. Do you want to waste time? Trump said. In other words, what he was trying to do is shut down the conversation, the discussion. He didn't want to do that, which leads me to believe that he is and was privy to what's happening. In fact, may be actually the source. Now, Trump supporters are voicing their frustrations with Bondi, and others are saying the Trump administration is involved in a cover-up. I agree. Until they come uncovered, there is a cover-up. Activist Laura Loomer has called for Bondi to resign. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon spoke at length about the memo on his popular War Room show yesterday, or on Monday, even questioning if the administration is as transparent as it claims it would be. That's really something for Steve Bannon to say. And Laura Loomer isn't the only MAGA world voice calling for Bonta to resign. So did American conservative political commentator Liz Wheeler. And Mike Cernovich posted that no one is believing the Epstein cover-up, including yours truly. We're not talking here about, friends, a trial. We're talking about truth. It's very hard to have a trial over something if you don't have the truth. But the purpose of the trial is to get at the truth. And it's been said that cross-examine is the most unbelievable, greatest engine of truth ever devised by man. That's why I love cross-examination so much. It was the favorite part of my law practice, cross-examination. And if you do it right, and you really understand the heart of man, whether they be lawyers, doctors, police officers, pastors, cross-examine them all. All of them. And it's amazing, just amazing, what good cross-examination can bring out as an unveiling of the real truth. Because the real truth is hidden. People think they can continue to hide it. But Jesus said, look, don't think you can continue to hide these things. You've got to come clean, because that which is done in private will be shouted from the housetops. We could spend the next half hour going over and repeating theme after theme after theme after theme, situations, circumstances after circumstances over the past 40, 50 years in the church where people have tried to hide. Churches have tried to hide. Many of those 11 pastors down there in Dallas, Texas, that have been forced out or resigned out of their congregations and their ministries in the last 1 year, tried to hide. Their congregations are still trying to hide the truth. Just last week, I understood that two more of the pastors in one of the largest gateway church down there, outside of Dallas, I guess it is, two more pastors were asked to resign because they knew truth that they did not disclose. That's why. They knew truth that they did not disclose. Why didn't they disclose it? They had reasons to hide it. They thought it was better to hide the truth than to tell the truth. And that's exactly what the Trump administration is doing right now. They think it's better to hide the truth than to reveal it. And so they come out with a ridiculous statement. So ridiculous was this memo that came out that Jeffrey Epstein's brother just laughed at it as stupid. I have the headline right in front of me from Fox News. Jeffrey Epstein's brother ripping federal investigators as stupid for a recent memo stating no additional evidence would be released that his brother's death in federal custody was indeed a suicide, which he has long disputed. He said, I hounded New York officials for answers. They didn't even provide me with 9/11 call reporting his brother's death at the federal jail in Manhattan. He said his brother was looking forward to bail hearing at the time of his death and that autopsy findings were inconsistent with suicide. So he said, I laughed when I saw that FBI memo that came out yesterday in the interview. Every time they say something or do something to try to quash the fact that he was most likely murdered, they put their foot further down their mouths. So when Kash Patel came out with his statement as head of the FBI, he said, I laughed at how stupid it was. Well, we're willing to do stupid things in order to try to hide from the truth. So let me ask you a question. We always turn the focus here on this program because that's how God does it. What are you hiding? What truth are you hiding? You don't think God knows about it, or you pretend that he doesn't. You don't think your wife knows about it. You don't think your husband knows about it. You don't think your pastor knows about it. Pastor, you don't think your people know about it. Reminds me of a situation that I encountered many years ago, where the members of a voluntary set of pastors in a large, growing church discovered, one of them discovered, their pastor driving around in a prostitution area where prostitutes were known to be. It was just the known prostitution denizen in the town or city. So he followed the pastor unwittingly, or at least the pastor didn't know it. And he followed him and followed him, and he found that it was very clear what the pastor's intent was. The pastor's intent was to engage a prostitute. So the matter was brought quietly before the volunteer pastors and the three leading, shall we say, governing people in the congregation, from the congregation, including the pastor himself. I was there. I watched it. I heard it. I saw it. The volunteer pastors were trying to get the pastor to come clean, to be honest, so that it could be dealt with, because there had to be a reason why he was doing what he was doing. It wasn't to try to convict him of anything. It was trying to bring Holy Spirit conviction to bear so that he would come clean and have clean hands and a pure heart, which never happened. Denial, 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 rationalizations, up the kazoo to try to protect the congregation, but in effect, it didn't protect anybody, not really, because it was all known before God and there was no repentance. No clean disclosure. If there had been, in the context of the pastoral leadership there in private, it probably would have been satisfactory enough, in my opinion. But there was no such thing. It had to be hidden. I can't confess. I can't come clean. And so the truth remains hidden. Who knows what the echoing consequences, the undisclosed consequences of that echoed down for the years that followed. I can't tell you. But I can tell you this, that MAGA influencers are raging at Trump's officials over the Epstein files. A number of Trump administration officials spent 6 years surrounding the life and death of Jeffrey Epstein. And on Monday, this week, the administration's abandonment of its promise to release new information about the case enraged MAGA influencers in the process, and that rage is increasing because of the increasing efforts to hide and obfuscate. What are you hiding from? What are you obfuscating about that is keeping you from having clean hands and a pure heart before God? Are you following the pattern of David in Psalm 51, or the pattern of the Trump administration today?
Have you ever considered what the early church was like? Many people are developing a heart longing for greater fulfillment in our practices as Christians. A recent study showed 53,000 people a week are leaving the back door of America's churches in frustration. What is going on? Why has there not been even a 1% gain among followers of Christ in the last 25 years? Could it be that God is seeking to restore first century Christianity for the 21st century? Jesus said, "I'll build my church." Is Christ by his Spirit stirring to prepare the church for the 21st century? The early church prayed together and broke bread from house to house. They were family, and it was said by all who observed, "Behold how they love one another." Incredible.
But the same can be found right now. Go to saveus.org and click Sell Church. We can revive first century Christianity for the 21st century.
It's about people, not programs. It's about a body, not a building.
That's saveus.org. Click Sell Church.
That which is done in private will be shouted from the housetops. Jesus said, "By your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." So what words are being spoken today in the political arena of our country? that have echoed across the seven seas and the seven continents and are increasingly, by the hour, undermining our authority, our moral authority, our credibility to accomplish the things that Donald Trump has said he wants to accomplish. And is he a co-participant in the cover-up? Because it appears there is a cover-up. And if there's no cover-up, then there needs to be a clear, unadulterated explanation as to why all the representations have been made for years and then all of a sudden abandoned. Without explanation. Epstein was a convicted sex offender and disgraced financier who mingled with powerful political business and world figures as he abused hundreds of victims. After his arrest in 2019, authorities reported that he died by suicide inside his New York City jail. So speculation that his death involved foul play steadily circulated online over the past 6 years and then even obtained buy-in from the president and the vice president, Vance. Attorney General Pam Bondi and FBI Director Kash Patel issued a press release back then stating that they possessed thousands of more documents and they would be made public after a review for sensitive information that could harm Epstein's victims further. Patel, the head of the FBI, promised there would be no cover-ups, no missing documents, and no stone left unturned. Yet there's a whole minute that's left out in the video of what happened there in the prison or in the jail. A whole minute left out. Why? Where is it? Why is it left out? You see, these are the kinds of things we're talking about. Months passed with very few updates, and then in May, Patel and FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino caught flack from MAGA supporters after saying they agreed with initial assessments that Epstein died by suicide. When the FBI sent a two-page unsigned memo to the DOJ on Monday stating that it found no basis to release any more material, that a client list did not exist, and that Epstein did not blackmail individuals who may have participated in acts of child sex abuse with him, MAGA influencers raged in betrayal. And I don't blame them. That's why we're talking about this here today on Viewpoint. We're not talking about this to try to get Pam Bondi out of the position as Attorney General. But her only hope is to come clean and explain in clear details why. Who are they trying to protect? What are they trying to prevent? MSNBC came out with this. Team Trump struggles to control the Epstein client list fire. The New York Times reported Team Trump now wants its adherents to believe that the list doesn't exist after having already said the opposite over and over. Something is not right, friends. And if the truth is as they say, then they need to present the rest of the truth. Like Paul Harvey used to say, the rest of the story. Because usually it's the rest of the story that makes clear what the hidden factors are in the current story that are creating the very problem that we're dealing with. We have to come clean before God. The government has to come clean before the people. If we have any hope of restoring true trust in our government. It was about 15 years ago or so, I was in the airport, and one of the major newspapers that you see, USA Today, caught my eye. The front cover, in huge letters about 3 inches tall, all in green, so you will not miss it, huge letters, were the word trust. And the whole article was about how Americans were losing trust in their government. If you can't trust your government to some extent, where are we? Are we laying the foundations for insurrection? Are we laying the foundations for becoming a third world country? Are we pretending that we no longer are the country that we purport to be? In God we trust and all of this? Is this just becoming a mockery? I would urge you to get a copy of my book, Seduction of the Saints, How to Stay Pure in a World of Deception. It's not dealing with this particular issue. It's dealing with a vast array of ways in which professing Christians are lured into all kinds of deception. It's like a living letter because it is so applicable, so relevant, so hyper-relevant for our time. That's why a lot of people, I believe it's the second or third highest selling book we have ever had out of the 11 so far. Seduction of the Saints, How to Stay Pure in a World of Deception. It's an $18 book, yours for $15. It's on our website, saveus.org. Saveus.org. Give us a call, 1-800-SAVE-USA. That's 1-800-SAVE-USA. Or write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Writing a check at $6 for postage and handling. Again, it's on the website, saveus.org, Seduction of the Saints. Read through it patiently, quietly. It's written in such a way, all broken down in small pieces so that you don't have to read it for hours on end. Read it 15, 20 minutes at a time, digest it, go back, put a marker there, and I think you're going to find it was well worth your minimum of investment. All right. As Trump tries to shut down Epstein questions, more Democrats are starting to ask the same questions. This is pretty amazing. The president made it sound as if there was no point in relitigating the recent past, despite the inconvenient fact that the Justice Department's memo on the Epstein investigation came out just one day earlier, making it quite timely. Why did it come out just before the 4th of July? To hide it from the people so that they wouldn't get much interest in it? The underlying point of Trump's overly defensive reaction to a reporter's question seemed to be part of an unsubtle strategy. He apparently wants the public discussion to end as quickly as possible. Several congressional Democrats apparently have a different approach in mind. House Judiciary Committee ranking member Jamie Raskin, along with 15 more of the 19 Democrats on the committee, demanded in a letter yesterday that Attorney General Pam Bondi release Epstein-filed documents mentioning President Donald Trump. Well, I'm not even questioning, haven't even thought that they mentioned Donald Trump, because we were told earlier there was nothing in there to relegate Donald Trump to any issue. Maybe there is. That what the Democrats would be concerned about. I'd be concerned about the hundreds of others, leaders across the world, across the country. That's where I think the bigger problem is. The correspondence came one day after Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon said online that Bondi's handling of this mess reeks of a cover-up. Indeed, it does. It reeks of a cover-up. The story is crossing partisan and ideological lines in ways we don't often see. The loudest pushback to this week's developments of the story has come not from the liberals or the Democrats, but from congressional Republicans. They're demanding information. But it's progressive Democrats who are also seeking answers to the questions conservatives are asking, all of which suggest Trump's efforts to end the conversation aren't going so well. And I agree. Why? Because you can't keep hiding. You can run, but you can't hide. You can try to hide. But isn't it an abomination? An interesting article just came out before broadcast. We're not that stupid. Not going to put in the expletive that this person did. An Epstein rape victim goes scorched earth on what she calls liar Trump. A former model who says she was raped at least three times a day on Jeffrey Epstein's private island is now going scorched earth on President Donald Trump after his Justice Department this week reneged on its pledge to release files including names, flight logs, and conspirators of the convicted pedophile. Wow, Donald Trump, she says. You promised the Epstein list. Victims are being found dead. Hello? I mean, the whole reason you gained presidency, Trump, was because you promised the Epstein list. Are you as much of a liar as they are? You can sit there and pretend that Epstein didn't exist, that none of this happened, but guess what? We're not that blanking stupid, she said. In a separate interview, Bryant said, if they release what they're really up to, it will break people's brains. That's probably true. Maybe that's why they don't want to do it. People will suddenly be all anti-government, she said. People won't want to go to work anymore. Religion will fall away, and that's what will happen. Wow. This is coming from a model who was raped over and over and over and over again by the politicians and business people, high-ranking people all over the world that Epstein brought in to that island retreat for that very purpose. Meanwhile, journalist Benny Johnson posted an in-depth explanation of why Americans care and want the details of the Epstein case, saying, we care about Epstein because we care if our government is protecting an elite pedophile cult. That's it. That's why we care. Well, that's not all the reason we care. We can't. We should care because we need the truth. That's only part of the truth. That's what the truth will reveal. But we need the truth because without the truth, we have nothing. Well, you leave the way open to speculate, and that's where problems begin to happen. And if there's too much of that going on, you cannot restore truth in the country. You cannot restore trust. And if you don't restore trust, just imagine the echoing consequences, friends, for this country. So the writer goes on to say the government should be thrilled to prove they're not protecting predators by releasing all Epstein evidence and prosecuting. It's a giant sinker, and the idea that this is going to go away, it's just not going to happen. And yours truly is not going to let it happen. And that's why we're doing it today. There were many, many other important issues, really important issues, that I felt needed to be talked about today. But this is the one that goes to the very heart of this country, the very heart of what we say we're about. Whether Republican or Democrat, this has to capture every one of us. Because without the truth, we have no trust. And without the trust, we have no country. Did you hear that? Without real trust, we have no country. Without the trust, we have no country. Without trust, we have no country, my friend. Trust and truth go hand in hand. And it's time we see that, not only with regard to our government, but with regard to our relationship to our God. And I'm telling you, the reason the church is in such deep trouble in America today is because we don't have trust. We don't have trust in pastors. Increasingly, with 11 pastors in 1 year in the largest city, the Bible Belt of America, Dallas, Texas, trust was crushed. People ran for their congregations. Some are filing for bankruptcy. Some have had their faith completely undermined and destroyed. Do we not yet understand the nature of truth and trust? Now we know why God says, I desire truth in the inward parts. Again, get a copy of the book, Seduction of the Saints, How to Stay Pure in a World of Deception. $15 will put it in your hands on the website, saveus.org. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Become a partner, friends. We're doing the most important thing that can be done here. Do you understand?
Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.